This is Kerry Siders with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. It is Wednesday, August the 12th, and for some, we've had some isolated showers across the South Plains, but we're still staring at some heat over the next few days that we're hoping to get through and then maybe see some moderate temperatures. These weather conditions continue to drive most of the crops to pretty good end if it's not late planted. I know most of our cotton here on the Southwest Plains are around 2.5 nodes. The range is 0 nodes above white flower to 6 nodes above white flower. I wouldn't want to be sitting at 6. I think that's going to be a little late and may not have time to mature. Ideally, it's in that 2 to 3. And so we're, like I say, on average, 2.5 nodes above white flower. Most we're seeing those white blooms sticking at the top. Worms are having a more difficult time making a living on some of this cotton, and we're seeing less pressure in fields. We did treat some last week, but this week they've been hard to find. We occasionally come across some ligus, some stink bugs, but all in all, I think we're on the insect side of things getting close to the end, but that's no excuse to not continue to scout for at least another 2 weeks, I would say. I wouldn't turn my back on this cotton actually until maybe the first or second week of September, but the next 2 weeks are still pretty critical. Water's critical right now. We've got to maintain, you know, better than 1/4 inch a day. We're probably still, you know, in that 2,700ths of an inch per day water use. Particularly, we can almost double that when we consider our evapotranspiration with these 100-degree days and these winds that we've been receiving. So try to keep up with water as long as you can. I know this is the time that we start seeing the haves and the have-nots on irrigation. So hopefully you've got sufficient resources to finish this out. On other crops, peanuts look really good. The conditions for disease still continue to be extremely low. We're not seeing much in the way of leaf spot, or I did pick up a little bit of black hole. There's not much we can do about that. Not seeing much in the way of pod rot as of yet. So I think we're, you know, in pretty good shape on peanuts in terms of not, if you've not put out a fungicide, I think it's okay, but let's really be careful as the weather changes over the next few weeks. If we start seeing more increased storm activity or temperatures cooling down, you may want to consider a fungicide application. This is Kerry Siders. Have a good day.
This is Dagan Teague, IPM agent for Floyd and Crosby counties, and this week we're kind of sitting at about 3 nodes above white flower, and it's been pretty quiet on insect pressure. I have been getting a little more calls about verticillium wilt. Again, there's really not much we can do about that now, but there are measures we can take for next season. Boneworms, we found some last week, and we definitely had to spray for them, but even in our moth traps, my moth trap numbers are significantly lower. That's about it on my counties.
This is John Toby with Bailey, Castro, and Palmer counties. Really, we're seeing a lot of what Kerry and Dagan are seeing. We're seeing that 6 nodes above white flower, 2 nodes above white flower, a little bit of boneworms here and there. I have not had to spray anything yet. Corn, 95% of my acres have been sprayed for spider mites. Here and there, guys kind of got it. They don't want to spray, and they want to just kind of cut it for silage. What we do want to watch with the stages, from milk to soft dough all the way up to the black line, 50% starch line on that silage and about 18 to 20% moisture content for that grain if we're taking it all the way to grain. In sorghum, we are starting to see a little bit of sugarcane aphid in some spots. South of black was actually one spot that one of my consultants had mentioned that he had some sugarcane aphid. I found some near heart this morning, taking a look at a few of those and kind of seeing the predator might knock those back a little bit, but definitely keep an eye on that in the coming days, and might need to pull the trigger on those, you know, come Monday, if today is Wednesday and we're starting to see those, if those numbers continue to increase. We have been spraying a little bit in our larger and our more progressive sorghum plot or sorghum locations for spider mites. So do keep an eye on that. They are also in sorghum, and we need to keep an eye on what those numbers look like and if we need to treat or not.
This is Blaine Reed, IPM agent in Hell Swisher County. coming behind everybody else on this August the 12th. So, yeah, most of our crops are in or a little bit behind crunch time with you know, a lot of our fields reaching that absolute cutout or below that 3.5 nose above white flower. We are seeing quite a bit of natural fruit shed along the way, and that's just the plants holding all they can with the water that is available. We did see an uptick in bollworms this week. Our trap numbers are actually up just a little bit, but we haven't sprayed anything. And we're picking these worms up also in sorghum. I think a lot of them are leaving corn right now as it's coming in a little bit too hard for them to feed on. And I don't know if we're having an increase in worm population really, or just a desperation of worms looking for something to feed on. But we are picking up about half a worm, small worm per head in sorghum right now. Of course, they're moving to any young corn that has silks out on it real heavy. And they are being attracted to quite a bit of the lusher cotton fields. So we're watching those real close. So yes, we're also seeing a lot of fall armyworm activity in sorghum, whorl stage sorghum. We're not seeing them in post-boot sorghum or very much in corn, but they are in that whorl stage late sorghum, a lot of those second planting fields. I like to remind folks, it takes a lot of foliage damage from these guys to be economic, but it is something to keep an eye on. And we don't really want that to get above 25-30% of that foliage damage, and that can look really, really bad. We're going to be looking at a few fields pretty close here with that one as well. And this week we had a bit of a surprise. It popped up actually in the edge of Carrie's territory, but we had a crop consultant come at us with some hedgehog aphid in some booted out sorghum. This is not a very common aphid. We can't say it's an invasive. It's been noted before in our territory, but this field, we had some hedgehogs doing damage, not too dissimilar from green bugs, a little bit different, but not dissimilar from green bugs with the purpling on the leaf, on some edge in a sorghum field over there in western Lamb County. And it's just one more thing to keep an eye out. We're not totally sure. We haven't done an efficacy trial on, but we think we should get pretty good control with the same thing that's labeled for the sugarcane aphid on these guys. So a couple of things in sorghum to keep an eye out for, including that those later fields in that whorl stage, fall armyworms. Studies see a few ligus every week. This week, again, we've had to treat another spot field here and there with that increased square drop and damage to them. But insects are largely quiet, I can say. Spider mites in the corn and sorghum are generally on the increase. We haven't had to treat as many acres as some of our neighboring counties have. We've had some populations just crash out from under us. We have had some that increased, some of the later corns increased. And we're watching that finish line that Toby mentioned when we start seeing that starch line really good on those. So keep an eye out for those bollworms and make sure that all that drop is natural and we're not losing worms. And of course, we need to be scouting for quite a few more weeks, especially if you've got those six nose above white flower seven, and we have some out there in our area in that cotton. So the threshold, regardless of which way you want to calculate your bollworm pressure, it's that 8 to 10,000 bollworms per acre or 6% harvestable fruit damage right now. With that, let's stay on top of the weeds and hope for a good rain in next week. This is Blaine Reed.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.